Yeah, there's the Human League. Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Happy hump day, people.
Happy very humpy day. Oh, that sounded odd when I said it that way. But happy hump day very
however
much.
However you want to spell your hump day, that's entirely up to you.
Absolutely.
Or spend it even. Because I suppose you have to spell it the way it's spelt, but spend it.
Whatever way you want to spell
it. Whatever
or spend.
You want to do.
Good morning to you.
All good.
On a Wednesday, Ray.
Yeah. Wednesday, 12th of February, as usual, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Antoinette's a bit like you, getting very, very excited. You've been tweeting and social mediaing.
What have I done?
All about your anticipation of this weekend and the return of the League of Ireland.
I've a bad feeling about it.
What?
I've a bad feeling about it.
Why?
I don't think any games are going to happen on the Saturday. I don't think the Bowls game is going to happen on Saturday. The weather is due to be torrential rain just at the time of kickoff.
Oh no.
And the winds are back up very, very high in the long range forecast, which means postponed game. I have a bad feeling about it. I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
So
the weather looks outrageously
rain
bad.
Rain as opposed to snow and all that sort of shenanigans. That's what you're talking about, is it?
Like the forecast, I was just looking at it last night. The long range forecast looks absolutely horrible for Saturday. Really high winds and torrential rain. Like, you know when you see the big blue bars going all the way up to the thing?
Oh, yeah, that's never a good sign.
Yeah, and it... Yeah. I don't know if it's going to happen.
The wait may go on. And although, I suppose it depends. Where's Cork's game?
Well, Jesus. Cork's game is the day before
it's
on the Friday. So they
What's
should be okay.
Like?
That's not as bad.
Right.
Yeah, the Friday's not as bad. Very high winds. But, the rain and... Yeah, no rain at all for the kick-off time.
Right.
I can't, yeah, I don't know.
We should wait and see.
This has a smell of the Iron Brew Cup of it. So it does. But yeah. we'll live in hope, I guess.
Bring back the glory days of the Tunnocks Jaffa-filled orange trophy biscuit cup trophy.
Oh, that was the best thing ever was when Bowes qualified for Europe.
Yeah.
Was somebody turning around and going, wait a minute, does this mean we're not in the Tunnocks tea cake absolute shortbread flavoured cup? Like, absolutely, yeah. Like,
who cares about the Europa League?
Wait a minute.
Where are they going to get me biscuits?
Can't believe we're not in the European tea cake season of shortbread. A little bit of butter on the side, Cup League.
Oh, Lord. Right, North said Tony's been on with a word of warning. He says walking and driving paths are apparently... he has sloppy, but I suspect it might be slippy.
Wow.
He says he slipped several times today himself already.
So you're not Slippy Jim anymore, you're Sloppy Jim today.
Sloppy Jim, well, I tell you, that's been said. Paul already looking to see what you have to do to get on for the hit bit. Well, you got to plead with Magic Mike, really. That's what you got to do.
So consider yourself entered, my friend.
Absolutely. There's Margaret wishing us a happy hump day. There's JP. Antoinette, we just mentioned. That's Martin the Trucker, I think, isn't it? Yep. Who's this? Have a cracker of a hump day from the Lily White. And somebody telling you, PJ, it'll be okay. He can watch the match in the pub again. Oh, harsh.
Yeah. I tell you something.
I look at straight after. So what pub will PJ watch the game in? They've sorted you out,
there's
man.
There's a stand.
They've sussed you.
There's a stand. So I'll be in the stand.
Where the bar is. Ironic from Alanis Morissette here at Classic Hits, 6:15. About to take on the birthdays with PJ. How are you feeling this morning?
Pretty good.
You got one yesterday, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I got one.
Signed
I'm still very disappointed these days at my general sort of, you know, I'm celebrating one goal. I'm a bit like a Pogba.
To be honest with
like
you.
I've been permanently injured in the birthday stakes.
But
to be
honest with you, you're kind of, your form, you know.
It's been off.
It's mirrored. It's mirrored United, really, hasn't it?
Has.
You had such a time of glory. I mean, you regularly won.
Regularly, yeah.
And now, I mean.
Last second wins and everything.
Now you're happy just to even score, let alone win.
It's terrible, isn't it? I know. It's very unfortunate, but very true.
Right, anyway, listen, this is going to go well, right? There's a couple of belters in here, a couple of big favourites for you. I'm going to start with one of the biggest of them all. Dubs legend, Jimmy Keaveney.
Jimmy Keaveney?
Yeah.
Oh, what a man.
The fittest man that ever walked
on. Hey, you guys have people being a bit facetious there. Yeah, I know, Jimmy Keaveney. I used to love watching Jimmy Keaveney. And the mad head in him and everything.
Oh.
He was the Vinnie Murphy before there was a Vinnie Murphy. Walking out.
Come on, like, you know, look, we're both Dubs here, but I mean, in terms of an athletic physique.
It was amazing, wasn't it? He'd kick in a goal and then be crippled with the stitch straight after it. Yeah. Oh, it was amazing.
He was a sizable figure in the game.
He really was, yeah. And what a man, though. What, like, songs and everything written on about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Barty was on. Jimmy on the sidelines, having a gawk. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What is it? Help all the boys. Trying to hatch a plan of how to beat the culture men without the extra man. I'm after spilling coffee on my leg.
I'm going to have to get you looked at, the amount of spillages you have.
Yeah.
That was an extraordinary time, though, the Jimmy Kid. That's one of the most memorable times for me.
Oh, definitely, yeah, that yeah. That was Heffo's Army. That was the real Heffo's Army and the madness of it all up in 83. So have you a real memory of 83 and all that then?
Well, yeah, there's just that side. The side of the Keaveneys and the Paddy Cullens and the Brian Mullins and all that. You know what I mean? Just that, for some reason, that's the iconic side in my head.
Oh, it is, yeah, yeah. 77, I suppose, is just like, I have
me
no memory of
that. Me being a smidgen older than you, like, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. Sure, you were what? You were only around 30 then.
Yeah, yeah. I remember being in the pub watching Jimmy and the boys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got it. This is Jimmy. If I was a few years younger, I'd be out there myself.
Oh. Right, so the great Dubs legend Jimmy Keaveney is?
He is 64.
He's actually 75.
Jeepers,
man.
Of course he is.
75.
I just can't get me. I hate thinking about it. Oh, no, no.
Right, let's come back a bit. What about Lisa Hannigan?
Lisa Hannigan?
Yeah, great old chanter she is.
Which one is she now? Lisa Hannigan.
The singer.
Yeah, what does she do now? I'm looking for a clue here.
Oh, right, okay.
What does she do?
I thought maybe you might have encountered her. She struck me as somebody who might be yours. You know, you
Lisa
may have encountered
Hannigan.
Her on a show or something.
I know the name. So
She did a lot of stuff with, what's your man's name that had that album, Story of O?
Story of O.
What's your, what?
Rick Astley, is it?
No, the very famous guy. Damien Rice. Thank you, Michael.
Oh, so she's younger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know who she is. Hold on, she's... Oh, that's her, isn't it? Is that her?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was her. I was pretty sure that was her.
No, I think I know who you're thinking of. You're thinking of Laura Isabor, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I know her. Jeepers, she blew me away. I met her a few times and she's amazing.
Yeah, it's a pity it's not
everything
her
about
birthday.
Her is
you,
amazing.
You could have a go at her.
I'd have a... Yeah, well, there's all kinds of... Yeah, having
well,
a go at her.
This has gone... this has gone well.
Right, Lisa Hannigan. She must be one of them hippies or something. I'd say... I don't have a clue, Sean. Look at me. I'm trying to think. I haven't even got a picture of me at 37.
Right. 39. Not bad.
Jeepers. Not wasn't bad, was it?
No, not bad at all.
Did she sing that song about Jimmy Keaveney by any chance?
I don't think so. Right, what about this then? Arsenio Hall.
Ah, yeah.
That more your bag, is
now
it?
Now we're talking. Arsenio Hall coming to America. Coming to America.
Yeah, Harlem Nights as well.
Harlem Nights. In living colour. He was part of that team and everything, wasn't he? Yeah, he's
wasn't
done
he
it all.
Wasn't the guy who... Isn't his thing chant the whole kind of like
that's all our studio,
yeah.
Living Colour. Hey, welcome. He's got a new stand-up special on Netflix.
It's
actually very good, yeah. It's very good, yeah. He talks about because he was a black comedy megastar, or superstar, but at the time when there was black comedy megastars. So even though he's really famous, everybody knows his face, but not many people know his name.
Yeah.
So he gets people coming up to him all the time, like saying, Eddie, can I...
That's exactly
all the time.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Oh my God, it's Eddie Murphy.
Eddie, what do you say?
I'm not Eddie Murphy.
I know, he just does it. And then he writes really rude messages from so they go away thinking that Eddie Murphy's a horrible guy. And he had someone coming up and saying to him, man, you was amazing in that documentary with the Penguins. He was like...
They thought he was Morgan Freeman.
He's there going, I'm not. He goes, he's there. Morgan Freeman was 132 years old. So yeah, Arsenio Hall's brilliant. I'm going to say he's not too well. He's 53.
He's 64.
Oh, of course he is. So he was in coming to America.
I don't even know whether to ask this one now after what happened with Lisa Hannigan. But do you know who Christina Ricci is? Christina Ricci, the actor. No, actress. No.
What's she in? Tell me what she's in.
Well,
like
She was in The Addams Family.
Right. She's black. She's ancient.
No, as in she was in the... Forget it. Let's not do it for us.
She's a... Well, I'll tell you the original Addams Family. 81.
She's 40.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, right, okay. I'm struggling a bit here. I'll tell you what I do have, right? I have a number of Irish sporting legends.
Very, very good. Okay. Now we're talking. Now we're back on the radar.
I wasn't.
My radar is beeping again.
I wasn't going to include.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, that's outrageous.
I mean, I thought the first four I was going to give you were the most likely to be your, you know, frame of reference.
Oh, yeah,
but
yes,
I do have three sporting legends. The trouble is, one is a legend in rugby, one is a legend in golf.
Oh, my God.
And one is a legend in horse racing.
Oh, my God. You set this up. There is no way.
How can I set up people's birthdays?
You definitely...
If you'd like to, this was meant to be a bonus round for you. This was meant to be a bonus round. Would you like to have a guess at Fergus Slattery, Des Smith and Jessica Harrington?
I have literally... I don't know what you just said.
Do you know which is which? Like, what sport is Fergus Slattery from?
He's a horseman with that
name.
No,
he's a rugby legend. What about Des Smith?
Well, he's the horseman.
No, he's a golfer. And Jessica Harrington, therefore, is the racehorse trainer.
She's the... Oh, yeah. Of course she is, yeah.
Right. Go for it. Let's do it. Rapid fire. Fergus Slattery is...
63.
71. Des Smith is...
27.
67. Jessica Harrington is...
55.
73.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. 6:32. So that's the end of your snowiness, is it?
Is it? Is it gone?
Be gone. Good riddance to it all, I say.
Exactly.
You said it was going.
No. Did you not hear Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather was on my news bulletin yesterday, or was it Monday? I can't remember because I'm so tired now. But he said that it's coming back again later in the week. According to Met Air, and actually this is an official quote from the Met Aaron website this morning. Go and check it out. Today is the best day of the week.
You're joking me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be rain. Awful.
And then it'll go downhill again.
It's going to be rain though, isn't it?
Well, I think there's a spell of rain, but there's Storm Dennis is seemingly on the way for the weekend.
That's why I think I think me bowls game isn't going to happen.
Right, okay.
With Storm Dennis, he's landing at exactly... What a feckin' hooer Dennis is.
I love Charles' response to that. I think me bowls game isn't going to happen. Yeah, okay. Like, oh my God, don't even know what he's talking about. What language is he even speaking?
So as someone who looks forward to holidays doesn't really understand the joys of going to Phibsborough for a couple of hours.
And freezing your off.
Yeah. Oh, you'd never be cold. So you're bouncing around like an Aegis.
You're saying there's it's not the end of the snow, potentially.
No, I'm never going to admit defeat in this never going to say that this is the end of the snow.
So June bank holiday weekend, maybe a bit of snow.
We had snow in April the year before last, so that's my benchmark now.
Right.
Yeah? My benchmark is late March. Yeah. Late March. And if it hasn't happened by late March, then it better bleeding happen in October or November.
Right.
It's mad,
so you're basically, you just want to make sure you get a little bit of snow in before you go on holiday.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, can I go back to looking at my hotels if you don't
mind? Oh, my God. The
Excuse
pain.
Excuse me. I have work to do here, you know.
Oh.
Can't be letting talking to us to Egypt get in the way of a
decent
holiday.
Yeah, no, I've got a holiday to book.
I am going to Phibsborough this weekend, regardless.
Even if you're in the rain.
On your own.
Yeah, movie classic, Kenny Loggins and Footloose. Here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. Bit of Kylie just ahead of that, can't get you out of my head. Actually, the Footloose tune went down an absolute storm. Sid absolutely loved it. I have to say, Sid's name and Sid's photograph on WhatsApp, I'm assuming that Sid is short for something else. But anyway.
What did he say?
They don't seem to... Well, that's just it. It's not a he by the looks of the photograph.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon.
You know what I mean? Like, that looks like Sid there, apparently.
Hello, Sid.
How are you doing, Sid? Sid Fitz.
Sid Fitz.
Maybe that's Sid's better half.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, hold on, Sid's typing. See, I love this now.
Here we go.
This is the great thing about
live
me texting.
Typing.
Sid is typing. Sinead Fitz.
It's a Sinead, so she calls herself Sid.
Right.
Excellent.
There you go. From Leakslip, she's
very
giving us all
good.
The information now.
We're getting it all now.
Oh, Sid is still typing. She's gone mad on the messages.
And Margaret in Fromoy loves it as well. She said it always reminds her of listener parties.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Has that off it all right, doesn't it?
That's why you went ashen-faced for a while there, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. They can be intimidating affairs. I can tell you that much. They can definitely be intimidating affairs, can't they?
Indeed they can.
People be turning them. You get a lot of people who are licking you because they're so locked. And then you get all people dressed in fluorescent colours and all jumping all around the place. and you haven't even had so much as one fizzy drink.
Yeah.
And you're trying to put it together.
You're trying to get yourself into the party atmosphere. Yeah.
Then you get one person who talks to you. And they think that it's you need only 2 centimetres between mouth and ear.
the old personal space invaders.
Yeah, they can be intimidating affairs. Great, but intimidating affairs.
Yeah, I'd say there's probably one Jew. Would you?
I imagine there is. I think I was given one and somehow mentally blocked it out. But I think there is. I think there is one in the diary somewhere. Yeah.
Very good. Right, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout at any stage today. And of course, all the bits and pieces that we have for you, we're continuing on with our big giveaway to Orlando, Florida, Universal Studios, of course, Orlando, Florida with Tour America and United Airlines. We've got another chance to get a qualifier in, so we'll be doing that after 7, telling you all about it and the hit bit as well. I'm excited this week about the hit bit because I know a clue is on the way.
Because the clue, and it normally goes fairly handy after that happens.
Yeah.
Which means this is probably the week to play because the phones are going to be ringing off to who?
Like if you really think you have it.
Yeah, this is the week to do it because...
I mean, to be honest with you, I never get them from Mike's clues. But no, everybody else seems to.
I never do, no. Never. I always think that... I'm always looking at him like, are you going to give us a good clue or what?
Yeah.
Like I'm giving him grief. Yeah. And then 2 days later, it's gone. So,
I know. Mike gives clues like the Dalai Lama. You know what I mean? Or like some sort of... Confucius or something.
Yeah. Although the Dalai Lama...
When hill on yonder...
Yeah. I need your help. Dalai Lama, I need your guidance and your wisdom. No problem. When burrito that is rolled has food that is no longer eaten, can it be burrito or food at all? Is the question.
Oh, exactly.
Gee, do you know something? Not only am I still confused, I'm not even hungry now.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
They tend to be fairly ropey clues, but for some reason, other people seem to get them. And there's one on the way on Friday if it doesn't go before that. So good time, best time maybe to get in ahead of the posse, 087-188-0008. ClassicHits.ie, of course, if you want to have a listen to the hit bit and see all the previous guesses as well. That's going on. And also, apparently you're going to turn us into gentlemen today. Is that a rumour?
Oh, yes. How to be the modern gentleman. Because we were only talking on Monday about how manners have changed. Manners is a whole new thing when it comes to dating and all of that.
Right.
You know, that the old days of pulling out the chair and all of that, that's no good. Nobody wants any of this. You know, there's a way to be a modern gentleman.
Excellent.
That was dating. Today we're doing the workplace. The modern gentleman is in
the
workplace. He's in the workplace. No one cares about
you. Not many of them around here, I tell you.
Well, I'm after reading the list and I can tell you there's not one anywhere on this street. That's for sure.
And also, of course, it is leading up to Valentine's Day. We haven't done a lot about the love thing leading up to Valentine's.
Yeah,
but
not
apparently,
at all.
Apparently we're going to release your fantasies today.
Fantasy dates.
Oh, getting
on. Who is your fantasy date?
That's what we'll have to find out.
No, he's not even answering the question. He's keeping us waiting. He's keeping us waiting.
Well, you know, I've got to keep the options open.
Yeah, I fantasy date. Who would be your fantasy date? Jeepers, yeah.
I know who yours would be.
Who?
Be Lassie, wouldn't it?
Do you know something? You're not too far wrong.
It'd be Lassie or... I'm trying to think of... Or Scooby-Doo.
Or an old horse. Just for something different.
John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 12th of February, just 11 minutes past 7. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Of course, the week of love this Friday becomes Valentine's Day.
It does. Valentine's Day is upon us. Friday. And if you're, hopefully, if you're lucky like me, you're a member of the Lonely Hearts Club. You don't have to be bothered with the whole thing. If you're an unfortunate like old Jim and Mike here, you probably have to start panicking about what you're going to do. What do you do, by the way? Have you got plans or anything? Do you buy presents and all that, lads?
I have to say, I'm very lucky in that regard. Very lucky in that regard. I was talking to Yvonne about this last night. I said, what are we doing for Valentine's? She said, nothing.
Is that a real nothing, though?
Well, look, I don't know.
Right.
But I think, let's just say, low-key might be the secret. What about you, Michael?
I'm the same boat as you.
Well
played. I asked my other half, I said, are we doing nothing? She said, yes, we're doing nothing.
Nice second. That's a loaded question.
What a loaded question.
Are we doing nothing?
Leading the witness, Your Honour, I'd be saying if I was in that house.
Well, she came back and sarcastically said, no, I want loads of roses, ha ha ha. And I went, great. She doesn't want anything. I think, anyway. I'm pretty sure she doesn't.
Yeah. Except when she's standing there looking at Mike on Friday going, I think if you'll remember my exact words were, I want loads of roses.
Oh, when I said nothing, I didn't mean nothing at all. There's two very different types of nothing in the world, you know.
Yeah. There's what I said and there's what I meant.
Right, yeah. There's that, very different things. How do men know nothing? You know this... What are you thinking? It's the worst question in the world.
Anyway.
They just can't understand. We can literally think about nothing.
Whatever you're planning to do for this Valentine's Day, right? There's a little survey that PJ has found, which has got more to do with kind of like maybe... Sorry, less to do with maybe the current love in your life.
Oh, yeah. Look, we're in fantasy land here now. Because they've done a survey and all this. Actually, stay with us with this, Mike. Actually, I want to ask you this as well. So people who want to... They've surveyed a whole load of people. You know, survey the daytime.
Yeah.
And of course, it being Valentine's Day, this is the sort of nonsense they're coming up with. So they've surveyed, who would you most like to have as a fantasy date?
Right.
You pick anyone in the world. People want to get Angelina Jolie and Colin Farrell. They're the two big favourites when it comes to fantasy dates.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie, I can see that.
Mm. Yeah, oh jeepers, I see that. Colin Farrell, he seems like a bit of crack, actually. He seems to have mellowed out. He's not a bit of a head case anymore. He used to be like an acting Conor McGregor acting.
I'd have to say to you, I reckon that anybody who kind of was choosing him probably didn't care really about it. I'd say it's the state of his face that they were really interested in.
Yeah. I'd say
I don't think they were that interested in kind of like intellectual conversation.
Thinking about Martin's face, Jim.
For his fantasy date. Just me.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
I'd say they'd like him to be party boy extraordinaire.
Yeah, would you? As long as he doesn't do it anywhere near me, Jim. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that he had any plans to be hanging around with me. The singer Ariana Grande was also a very popular celebrity. Why, Bradley Cooper.
Right.
Is that terrible? I don't even know what that is.
Bradley Cooper from A Star Is Born.
Oh, is that who he is?
That is him, Mike.
Yes, and a very handsome face as well, it has to be said.
Yeah, I love
if you like that sort of thing.
I love the way,
if you're into conventional handsomeness.
Whatever.
Also in The Hangover, you'll know him from The Hangover.
Oh, yeah, Grant. If you're going to go for obviously really good looking people, then that's your problem.
I mean, yeah.
This survey is done by Hidden Hearing, and I've no idea why I think that's very funny. I can't see what the connection is at all. But they did it among 371 adults across Ireland. Asked respondents with the celebrity they would most like to whisper their sweet nothings to. There's the connection. I missed it.
Whispering sweet nothings, right.
Does
it only give top ones? Does it not give a selection? Is it literally just Angelina
Jolie
and Colin Farrell?
No, it goes down the list. I just went straight to the top. So there's Cooper. Chris Hemsworth is in there.
Yeah,
He got some. Beyonce, obviously, was the woman of choice for men of a certain age. Slightly younger lads, actually.
I don't know. Beyonce, Mike?
Not really for me.
Just
anyway.
Rihanna doesn't do it for me, and people go wild about Rihanna.
I couldn't be dealing with the whole Beyonce thing. I'd be wondering what she'd do next. Do you want to pay up and head off? She'd be going, yeah. I get the bill. I'd be like, no, you're all right. This is too dramatic. All that unwanted attention and all. I want a quiet date, not something where I'm going to be literally just the one taking photographs of her with other lads all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can I have a selfie?
Jesus. Will I just eat me chips outside? I'll be getting all that.
No, because who'll take the photographs?
Kim Kardashian, a shocking low 4% of the vote. And in the 45 to 59 age group, Idris Elba was the most lusted after lad when it came to the...
For the 40 to 50s?
From the 45 to 59 age group.
Right.
Yeah.
And what was the lady for the male equivalent?
It doesn't give it. No, it doesn't give it.
Right.
I think it's as usual. It's no.
Right, so Michael, is there anybody jumps to mind?
Yeah, I'd have to say Jennifer Aniston,
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jennifer Aniston.
I know what you mean.
So on the Friends days and she seems like the crack.
She seems like the crack. You'd have a laugh.
And in the words of Jim, she has a lovely head.
She has a lovely head.
Very lovely. She's a whole load of loveliness going on,
yeah.
What have you talked about?
Who would I go for? I think Selma Hayek is.
Oh yeah,
it's very lovely head.
I've heard you say that name. I don't know who that is. I know
the actress, kind of.
Let me do a Google.
Slightly South American-y look of her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who else would be in? I'm trying to think of who's kind of like. Who else would be? Music is out there going funny.
I thought you were a Kelly Brook.
Yeah, of course. I don't know. Yeah,
look at him. He's getting pitchy now.
I think she's let herself go a bit.
So real, isn't he? He's getting picky now. We're like,
yeah. I just haven't heard much from her lately. I think she's let herself go.
Jeepers, I tell you something. She want to get you want to get your act together now, Mrs. Brooke.
It's like, you know, I mean,
for a date with our Jim.
I saw Dave LeCarran in the thing there on the telly. I thought she's let herself go. So.
Oh my God! Yeah, that fussiness is unbelievable, isn't it?
PJ, what about you?
Oh yeah. Well, you see, I like to keep it just to the point where you could actually meet them and be into Lindsay Davey, who plays for the Dubs.
Oh, for God's sake, you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah,
you know that's
Davey,
like.
What?
That's like somebody saying, you know, who's your fancy date, and you saying, okay, it's your woman out of sales.
Well, actually, now that you mention it, there's a coffee shop I go to, and I'd love a chance.
That's not a fantasy. That's a potential
it is a
reality.
Fantasy. They'd never go out with me. Are you mad? Are you mad? It's a total fantasy.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you put it that way.
Yeah, you're joking. Then if I meet them, I get all weird. Or no, I can't talk.
Also,
me,
the whole purpose is you a fantasy, so you don't meet them, you don't have to feel weird.
And it's a fantasy as well because they're actually around. Like, I know where to go and all, and it's still never going to happen.
Yeah, that's it. All Saints and Pure Shores here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 7:22 on this Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being here. 0871 880 0008 if you want to give us a shout. So lots of people have already, and we should have actually specifically asked for this. Yeah, about your own kind of fantasy dates. Somebody's been on to say, this is Keith. Morning, lads. I hope Sofia Vergara was on that list. Keith, what a magnificent shout. Absolutely. Sofia Vergara, you know, from Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. I know all about
Can
that.
Can we all just have a moment there?
Definitely. Unreal.
Very, very good shout, Keith. Excellent stuff. Somebody else was saying Mike's one would wear no makeup anyway as the first criteria. That's because he has to be true to his hipster. You'd have to be true to your hipster credentials.
Oh, is that what that means? I didn't know what that
meant. I didn't get that either.
No. One with nature, like she'd have to rub avocado into her face.
No, I'm okay with. Well, if she does an avocado facial, that's good. that sounds a bit weird. I mean, like a.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like a face packery thing.
Face packery thing.
Face packery.
No issue with makeup.
Fred saying his fantasy date would be Nora Bassi.
Well, I tell you something.
Actually, here's a very good shout as well. Holly Willoughby.
Ah, yeah, the soundest woman in the world.
Holly Willoughby.
Yeah.
The soundest woman in the world. She has that reputation, doesn't she? That she's just like the all-round just most likeable person.
Yeah, does she, I mean? She has a personality as well, does she?
Oh, Jim McCabe, you get that. Stop that now.
Outrageous.
You are a.
Somebody said.
A cad, sir.
Somebody said Julia Stiles. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is as well. Not a lot of women giving us their fellas here. Not a lot of dream dates from the. It's all. It's basically just a pair of yelpless like us.
I'm going to ask Tara.
Trucker Liam. Trucker Liam said Kelly Brook all day for me. Well, as I say, I feel
well, you
dumb.
See, there you go. Yeah. See,
Nicole Scherzinger, your woman from the Pussycat Dolls.
Scherzinger. Yeah, I like the idea of keeping it Irish, you know. Like, because then you've got
Like this one. Lads, any of the TG4 weather girls now, would do for me.
Now you're talking. Now you're at the races.
Do you want to know?
Because you have a possibility of bumping into them and then freaking out.
You're losing out on. It's the fantasy element. That's the whole thing. Fantasy thing is.
You're confusing Ireland with reality for most of us.
You're like, meant to choose somebody.
As if we can pick and choose. We can't. We have no chance for any of these people.
Right, who did Tara say?
Billy Connolly.
Who?
Billy Connolly.
Billy Connolly.
The comedian.
That woman is as mad as a brush.
What? She likes to laugh. She's not all like you, looking for the looks.
I'm looking for. Aren't I the one saying the bit of crack is important? It's the way it needs to be with an Irish person.
Yeah, true.
At least
enough.
You know what you could be on about.
That's very strange. You know? Anita has gone for Tom Hardy. Obviously, Tom
Hardy. Oh, Tom Hardy. Jim would have a go at that now himself. Jim's one of the biggest Tom Hardy fans ever.
Yeah.
There was a great tweet.
You may have swayed me there, Anita.
There was a great message into the show yesterday. Did you see it? Somebody that really wants to see a Tom Hardy movie where he plays both the Healy Ray brothers. I think that's one of the best ideas ever when it comes to movies.
Joshua Jackson. Don't know who that is. Davina McCall.
Ah, Davina McCall.
Nigella
yeah.
Lawson. What else? Roisin Oh, Jessica Rabbit. Hey! Jessica Rabbit. Now, from friend, now, Roger Rabbit.
It definitely fits into the old fantasy element of things, anyway, that's for sure.
Another Tom Hardy coming in.
Yeah, I tell you, Tom Hardy just seems to have this effect on people, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You as well. Like, I know you don't want to date him around, but you're just like,
He's a very good actor. You know?
Yes, I appreciate his acting abilities.
Yeah, he just has an effect on people.
Just because he's done a number of high-profile roles where he was bald.
And suddenly it all makes sense.
Okay, one of them was a serial killer, but I don't care. Tess Minaj's Sleeping Satellite here at Classic Kids. It's almost 19 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008. That's all important at the moment. Everybody trying to get involved in the hit bit over the next couple of days, because Friday comes, the clue comes. It's gone very quickly after the clue in the past. So if you want to try and get in, if you're convinced you have us, classichits.ie if you want to listen to it again, but let us know you want to play. Don't give us your guess. 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved. And of course, I mean, we don't mind, PJ, do we, where people WhatsApp from?
No, we don't. You can do it anywhere you want. You feel free now. Run on in.
Yeah, you might be at the breakfast table.
Your bedroom, your kitchen, whatever.
You might be in work.
And if you're half of us, run on in there to the toilet and take a bit of me time and sit down and scramble through your phone. Because apparently half of all adults, this is what we do. Take the phone in, sit down on the...
throne.
The throne. That's, I was looking for a word that wouldn't get me into trouble. And they just Google away, or just do whatever you need to do with your day. Yeah. I'd be doing all sorts of stuff there. Some 50% of people surveyed have said they do it. While 1 in 6 take their tablet, they're like their iPad, whatever, in, and just 4% take games consoles in.
I suppose their medication.
Yeah, a bit weird now.
Yeah. I'm going into the toilet to take me tablets.
Mind you, that was a real old thing back in the day, the old medicine cabinet in the Jacks, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, absolutely.
Back in the day,
that was
a thing. I don't think that's a thing anymore, is it?
I don't think so.
So there you go. So as well as health and hygiene, this is it. They try and tell us everything we do is wrong. Now they're saying health and hygiene risks. They say that people may suffer financial losses, they're warning us, by taking our phone to the toilet.
Financial
losses? We may end up in financial trouble by buying expensive things on the throne. Buying expensive things, or, you know, maybe gambling, or I don't know. Really, gambling. Is this something we need to worry about now? I've no money left this week. Why? Because I went for a poo for 20 minutes. This really another worry we need in our lives?
I lost all my money because I had a dicky tummy. Spent a lot of time in the toilet.
Yeah, and they're saying you can also drop your phone down the toilet.
Well,
which is another potential risk.
That has happened a lot to people.
I've done that, yeah. I've done that a couple of times, actually.
Did you salvage it? Did you save it?
I got them both out, if that's what you mean.
No,
yeah.
No, but did you manage to, like, was it working again?
One of them worked again. One of them did. Yeah, the other one didn't, no. I was about to do a wee on both occasions. It's not nearly as nasty as it sounds.
Yeah.
But I did get it out.
The toilet was sort of clean, as toilets go.
Yeah, because us as Europeans think it's perfectly all right to do poos into fresh water. but there you go. They're saying it can. What we really need to watch our backs. Now, you're not surprising. This has been done. This survey by an insurance company.
Oh yeah.
So as a nation, we say we are so addicted to our mobile phones that we take them to the toilet. We have all these health risks. We could lose money. They say nearly a quarter of people have gone in and lost jewellery down the jacks. So, oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, take off your watches and rings when you're going for a wee. You never know what might happen.
Yeah.
Like, really, is this a panic anyone needs in their life?
I have to I am that soldier.
What?
I do take the phone with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant you do take your watch and all off to go for a wee.
No.
Is there? No one does that, surely. Surely they don't. Yeah, I totally do that. That's my peace of mind in the day. Yeah,
as you've said before, that's your
equivalent of a
spa.
That's my yoga, meditation. Women I know go off and they do spas and they do all that treatments and they put rocks on their eyes and suction cups on their behinds or whatever it is. You know, waxy candles and everything. All I need is 20 minutes on the phone.
20 minutes?
Okay, an hour on the phone, sitting down, mind my own business, bit of headspace. Get stuck into the thing around
me. The phone on the throne is an important part of your life.
Very
isn't
much, a big part of my day.
Yeah,
I would say it's one of the most. It's one of the parts of my day I look forward to the most.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can always tell it's always around a certain time. We finished the show. We've gone for coffee. You've had your little bite to eat.
Yeah.
We may or may not have done some of the work for the following day.
Yeah.
And then it'll be where's PJ? Right, is he? Oh yeah, he is.
You don't have to be revealing my.
And then everybody else says, right. Well, then while we're waiting for him, do you want to go for lunch?
Right, this is very revealing now. If I didn't take that hour, There wouldn't be, I wouldn't even have the content for the show. That's where I find out what's going on in the world.
Exactly.
I sit down and I find out what's going on in the world. That's why it takes a little bit longer, maybe, than some people take. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's research.
It's research, yeah. You know what I mean? And that's why I have to do it a few times a day.
It is interesting that it's quite a kind of a very distinct amount, like 50%.
Yeah. And I dare say the 50% of people, humans, who take their phone into the toilet might be the 50% that we call men.
I think you might be right.
I think I'm hitting the nail on the head there, right? Classic
Hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth €1,220 this morning. All for you, of course, if you can tell us what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit that sounds like this. And that's it. Yeah, £1,220 this week, a good week to play, because Friday things are going to start moving on a little bit quicker once we get that clue. So there you go. Javi Ballesteros, have I said that right? He's going to play first in Galway. Hiya, Javi.
Hey, good morning. How's things? Yeah, that's correct.
Yes, Javi, nice to meet you this morning, Javi. What's the crack in Galway this morning? What's it looking like?
It's not too bad. It's actually dry. Cold, but dry. It's not too bad.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good
bit
to
of a
hear.
Change from yesterday. Yesterday was the most confused day in Ireland ever, I think. As far as, like, there was people in Limerick, and one of them saying it was snowing really heavy, and the other person to go, no, skies. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Same in Galway, all over the place. Right,
that's
Javi.
Right, yeah.
We'd love to give you a few quid, Javi. What do you think it is?
I think it's Manic Monday by the Bangles.
Manic Monday by the Bangles,
Michael.
Have he got it right? Have he got it right?
Yeah.
Oh, have he got it wrong? It's wrong, unfortunately, have he?
That's okay.
Oh, God. The only thing I know about golf is that I once sold programmes at a game where Seve Ballesteros played.
Right.
Remember that? So now you're after bringing back really happy memories to me. You're only the second Ballesteros I've ever met in my life.
That's good.
Are you Spanish, you Javi?
Sorry?
Are you from Spain?
Yeah. I was born in Germany, but I lived in Spain most of my life, and in Ireland now the last 20 years.
20 years. Good stuff.
Now, there you go. Thanks very
Listen,
much
Javi,
for
have
back
a good day.
Fond memories.
Thanks for playing with us. Cheers, man. Take care.
See you
bye
later.
Bye now.
Hasta luego, Javi. Hasta luego. Sarah is in Lydia. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how's it going?
Are you in Cork this morning? What's it like in Cork?
Bit icy, but it's okay.
Bit icy, yeah. Where are you in the city?
We travel from Kinsale up to the city.
All right, okay, yeah. So, how's it going anyway? What are your plans for the day?
Just sitting in the car here now with the kids and the husband on our way to school and work.
All right. I'm glad you put school and work at the end. Just sitting in the car, I thought was your plan for the day for a minute.
No.
I've heard worse, you know. I've heard worse.
Right, Sarah, go on. Take a stab at it there.
It's Raining Again by Supertramp.
Supertramp. Right, so.
It's Raining Again by Supertramp. I hate to rain on your parade again, Sarah, but it is wrong, unfortunately. Sorry
okay.
about that.
That's all right.
Unlucky, Sarah, unlucky.
Not a bad. He cringed. He sort of winced at his own pun there. Poor old Mike did.
Proper order, too.
Very harsh, Jim.
Harsh, Jim. Very harsh form, Jim.
Yeah.
Closer to the clue we get, though. That's the good news. And Damien Farrelly, 20-5 tonight. Another shot at winning yourself the hit bit and all of that cash. Yeah, Don Henley, the boys of summer, of course. 8:10 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just before the boys of summer, it was the chance for you to enjoy summer In Orlando! Because we played our little cue to text. We'll announce who our qualifier is going to be.
I have it there.
For this show. Have you got it already?
I have it if you want to do it early.
Cool, Abula, why not?
Will I do it, yeah?
Yeah,
okay,
like.
Gavin Flynn. Fair play to Gavin Flynn. You are our qualifier of the day. Cross your fingers. Hope that we give you a call very, very shortly.
Yeah, qualifier for our show, of course. Lots more chances to qualify with the lads a bit later on during the course of the day. Damien and Niall and Nicky and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
right through the course of the day.
But Gavin Flynn in Wicklow, you are our man today.
Absolutely. So, Gavin, keep your fingers crossed. Still plenty more time to get involved in this, but it is an amazing chance to just totally immerse yourself in the next generation of blockbuster entertainment. That's what it says on the page.
That's a hell of a sentence.
It is.
That's a mouthful that makes things good.
If you can immerse yourself in the next generation of blockbuster entertainment, you really should. Oh, thanks to Universal Studios.
I'll keep that in mind.
Tour America and United Airlines. So well done. Another qualifier in the draw. Right.
Right, so how to be a modern gentleman. The rules have changed. We were only going on about this on Monday. We were only saying on Monday the rules of being a gentleman and having good manners. It's a different world. A lot of it comes down to the digital world.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, according to GQ Monthly, Gentleman's Quarterly Monthly, as Mike has just informed me, is the proper name of this men's magazine. They reckon
GQ, probably one of the most famous men's magazines in the world.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, the whole gentleman thing has passed me by because I hadn't a clue what it was.
Well.
And then I'm looking at it here. It's a bit of a monster. Well, they have given us our 10 top tips on how to be better gentlemen in the modern age.
Excellent.
In the workplace, obviously, a lot of this centres around.
Why the workplace, though?
I don't know. It just seems to centre around most of that. Well, anyway, it's not all that, but it does seem to be around it. So,
okay, so are we doing an actual top 10?
Oh, yeah, why not? We'll take it the opposite way around, yeah? Yeah, why not? Let's do that, yeah?
Right, okay, right. Then let's do...
It's like, I take it as usual.
A pinch of salt.
As usual, I take issue with all of these.
Well, it wouldn't really be anything if you didn't take issue with it.
Ain't that the truth, Jim? In at number 10... Stop posting on Twitter. I'm going off Twitter for a while. Newsflash. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. I do get that. I do. There's nothing more
annoying. That's just being needy, isn't it? That's just seeking attention.
It is, yeah. Rather than just not using it.
You're so entertaining.
Yeah, I know. Rather than just not using it.
Or, get that.
Or worse still, unfortunately, I'm becoming a cull of my friends. You know, if I stop following you, it's nothing to do with you. I'm just cleaning up my timeline. Basically telling people they're rubbish. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just get on with your business.
Yeah, that's a bit needy.
Yeah, I'm going off Twitter. This place has become a vacuous hole. I'm off to clean up my brain. No one cares. Just stop using it. Stop using it. Number 9. Stop vaping. Soothers and dummies are for babies and not adults.
Stop vaping.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So
there
we now have one official thing that we can categorically state prevents Niall Boylan from being a gentleman. I mean, obviously, there's a million things.
Well, I was just going to say, maybe not flushing the jacks. Or pouring tea into the bin.
Yeah, you know, that would help. So vaping is a non-gentlemanly thing to do.
You're vaping, they're saying now, it makes you look like a child sucking on a soother. You're a baby. A baby behaviour. According to GQ now, this is what they say.
Right, okay.
They say these are rules for gentlemen, but it seems like very judgmental rules by one particular person, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Anyway, in at number 8, don't confuse being well-dressed with having a personality. Right?
I'm not sure I even get that.
In other words, I don't really get it myself.
Yeah.
I was trying to make sense of it for a second. I was going to try and explain
it
to you.
Don't confuse being well-dressed.
I suppose they're saying some people come in and they think just because they're wearing all this stuff, you know, like you might have journeyed out the new Gucci top under the old, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And
doesn't make him any more interesting.
And all he ever says is, have you seen me new Gucci top? Yeah, seen it.
Yeah.
And what about the Valentino runners? Yeah, what about them? Yeah, good, aren't he? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Told you. Yeah, maybe that's what they mean. I'm not really sure. Number 7, accept that you're never going to write the book you thought you'd write and nobody was going to read it anyway.
Oh my God,
it's very
cutting.
Aggressive. It's very aggressive, isn't
that's
it?
So the whole thing about, everybody has a book in them.
Yeah, they're saying...
Forget, no you don't.
You don't
and
have a
book. Even if you did, it would be rubbish.
Yeah, if you do have a book in you, it's crap. So please don't write.
That's nothing to do with gentlemanliness. That's
not
just,
really.
That's harsh.
The whole thing is a harsh list, isn't it? It's not. Yeah, the whole thing is very judgy. Stop thinking of your suit as occasion wear. Wear a suit if you want to wear it. Don't if you don't. Wow. Look, this is really it. This is not nice at all. Number 5, where you get this is going to get you and me right up the wall.
Okay.
Audiobooks. We love our audiobooks.
Yeah.
And they say audiobooks are fine as long as it's only non-fiction. Fiction is for idiots. Wow.
Oh, dear.
Well, considering that Jim is halfway through the Sherlock Holmes box set, and I love listening to fiction audiobooks. I listen to all them old crime and murders and all. I love all them.
Yeah.
And you know them ones that they call... It's called Unfairly Chicklit. I love all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Those books that are like, you know, a few hours long. It's like, it started when I was on my holidays. And Paul turned to me and says, the sausages had gone missing from the fridge. Are you sure, said I. Did you check again? I love all that.
Wow.
Love all that.
Right, so that's us out of the picture. We're not gentlemen because we listen to fiction occasionally on audiobooks.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Oh
yeah, how rude. How rude and obnoxious of us. Number 4. Are you getting married? Are you having a stag? Well, or maybe even your 39th birthday party. Do us a favour and don't go abroad. Nobody wants to go. Celebrate at home. Create sustainable memories.
Yeah,
I'm with him on this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that'd be like that's a bit like the old idea of kind of the wedding invite. It's kind of like, yeah, do you want to come to my wedding? It's going to end up costing you about 300 quid.
I'd go another way and just don't invite me at all. Inviting people to your wedding is rude.
Yeah.
But like on your stag, it's kind of like, you know, it is again.
It's like,
we're going to Spain.
We're going on a stag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Where are we going? Even Liverpool. Oh, gee. Can we not just go to town?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Why does it have to be an entire weekend?
Like, there's literally better places. A drive from here. We can all be in Galway in an hour. Well, you'd be some driving. 2 hours. 2.5 hours.
That's a proper
hours, 3 hours,
stag drive.
Whatever.
That's a proper stag drive, that
yeah.
is.
But you know what
rallying
I mean?
Rallying to go.
Oh, the airport's going to stop that. Number three, never, ever, ever double wrist.
I beg your pardon?
I knew you'd ask. To be clear, we're talking about watches.
Yeah. Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah.
I thought you'd gone all Rudy there or something.
Well,
never double wrist.
I don't even understand how that could be rude. So there you go. But
if you've never double wristed, you wouldn't know.
Obviously, I have a lot to learn, Jim. I have a lot to learn. Obviously.
So,
wristwatch. But who? Nobody wears two watches. Do
they? Is that what they mean?
Yeah, double wrist. That's the only thing they say. They say to be clear, it means watch. Nobody does that. Where do these people work? And anyway, to be honest, if I had two Rolexes, I'm not leaving one at home. I'm worth a fortune. I want to keep
you with your Rolexes.
I mean, well, I'd be definitely wearing two. I'd wear two just to annoy people. I'd wear four if I had them to annoy people. Number two, delete your Facebook account, man. It's not digital soft play. Facebook is now an elephant's graveyard.
Very
judgmental. And number one,
I'll get on that straight away.
And number one is, you're not cool if you're the last one into the office. I don't even get these. Like, I'm so out of the loop on what these things mean.
And I just don't see how it applies to a gentleman. You're not cool if you're the last one into...
Yeah,
being lazy isn't cool, is that it?
It's just a judgmental list. Hold on a minute now, being lazy. Steady on. I'm last in here every morning.
Yeah.
I'm still on time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just make sure
You're just no gentleman, man.
I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not, because I would be double-wristing the place out of it if I could have the half a chance.
Yeah. And strolling in late for work with his four Rolexes.
Me Gucci
listening
jumper.
Listening to fake chitlit. Yeah, me. Chicklet.
Yeah, listen, I'll be Gucci jumper sitting there, Lance. I'm telling you, I found a new way of living.
Yeah, some guaranteed Irish, the hottest flowers, and don't go. Here are Classic Hits. It's almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. If you're having a bash of the breakfast table quiz, now's the time to let us know. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. And Magic Mike could be giving you the call to play. Now, of course, goes without saying, right? One of the biggest news stories in the world at the moment. Well, we were all kind of, preoccupied with the elections last weekend. And there's all sorts of stuff going on. There's election, campaigning going on in the States and their primaries and all that sort of stuff. But no question, the biggest story in the world is this...
Coronavirus. The coronavirus is the biggest story in the world. It's been, they're advising us against panic. It's sweeping the globe and all. It's a huge exaggeration. But a poor fella, and I really feel sorry for this fella. He's a normal fella. Stephen Walsh is his name. He's a scout leader from England.
And he's an English scout leader. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And he was minding his own business, doing his thing. But the poor fella is now, he's infected 11 people with the coronavirus before he showed any symptoms at all himself. Now he's been branded a super spreader.
Super spreader.
And a super spreader is a definition. Well, here's the definition.
It sounds like something you'd stick on the back of a piece of farm machinery.
It sounds like a really good butter.
Yeah.
You know, the Kerrygold super spreader. Have you had it? Yeah. Oh, it's deadly. Jeepers, I tell you something, you can spread it over that sourdough and make a beautiful bit of toast. But this poor fella's been branded a super spreader. And he said there's no agreed scientific definition, but basically it's a term used when one person seems to infect significantly more people than anyone else.
Yeah.
Right? So he secretes the virus more than other people possibly could.
Secretes it? It
oozes out of him.
Oh my God.
And he's oozing out the coronavirus. And the thing is, now he's getting all sorts of bad press and people are hating him. But he's just a fella. He wasn't even sick. He was just walking around minding his own business.
He didn't even know he had it.
He didn't even know he had it.
And where did he get it?
He picked up at a conference in Singapore. So he was travelling to a French ski resort. And he was at a conference in Singapore beforehand. And he was with five other British people. Now, he managed to get all of them infected.
Ouch.
And yeah. And he's also linked with at least 5 cases in the UK, including 2 doctors. So he's after doing the doctors and everything. And now no one wants to talk to him anymore. In a statement from the hospital, he said, "I would like to thank the NHS for their help and their care. And while I have fully recovered, my thoughts are with the others who have contracted the coronavirus. I didn't mean any harm. When the diagnosis was confirmed, I was sent to an isolation unit in the hospital where I still am. And as a precaution, my family was also asked to isolate themselves from me." Now he's getting caught. The fella, he's literally a virus on legs. And he seems like a really decent sort.
Even know he had it.
He's a volunteer.
Wasn't doing it deliberately.
No, he wasn't even sick. He was walking around, hanging around with folks, going on his holidays. He's a volunteer in his community.
And now he's a blooming.
And he's a 53-year-old
serial super spreader.
You look at a picture of him. Like, he's literally one of those people
see. He looks, yeah, you know, proper nerdy.
Winning the person of the year or a person. Yeah. He's like a lad, one of those really helpful lads who would be helping. He has nothing better to do, so he goes out and just helps pensioners across the road.
Yeah.
He's the type of person who wouldn't do anyone any harm.
Let's
he's devastated with his impact.
Let's hope he wasn't helping any pensioners across the road.
Definitely. Stay away from pensioners.
Oozing coronavirus.
I should have never thought of that. Steve Walsh, stay away from pensioners, you sicko. Stop spreading your virus.
He's getting bad press now. He's being branded some sort of serial killer.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of grief off people. It's not his fault. Give him a bit of break, jeepers. Because they're now saying, because you know the way the Diamond Princess cruise ship was on lockdown then in Japan?
Yeah.
So 100 people are, 100 cases of the virus were detected. Loads of people are locked in there. They can't get off. To the point, do you see what they've done on that ship?
What?
They've started giving them access to free movies of an adult nature. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. It's like giving to try and help the time go past.
Why do they necessarily have to be of an adult
I don't
nature?
Know, but they've said, look, we're going to give you some access to movies of an adult nature. They said, Blueies, basically. To help them get
That's
through
unusual.
The...
That's unusual. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm obviously they're going to need supplies.
But one of the things they said...
I wouldn't have thought of that.
We're going to give... for an adult nature, this is...
It's just that I've seen all the ones on board.
Yeah. Could you not just give me a Wi-Fi connection? Take it from there. You know...
That's an unusual one, I've got to say.
Yeah. It is unusual. I don't know. It was a story I read yesterday. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Yeah.
Again, I would like to blame Steve Walsh for even bringing that story into my head. He's such a sick person. He's after infecting my head with the thoughts of Japanese people watching Blueies on a ship. He should be ashamed of himself. Stay in isolation. You're making all our minds sick now as well.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See kes.ie.
So our prize this week, thanks to the mattress guru in Living Dreams Furniture and Bedding in Little Island in Cork. Your chance to turn your home into a dream home. They're open 7 days. Sundays it's 2 to 6. But you can check them out at any stage, of course, any time of the day or night on Facebook. Just make sure you spell it right. It's Living Dreams with a Z at the end of Dreams. A wide range of Irish-made quality fabric sofas on display, as well as all of the bedding stuff. And we have one little piece of that fantastic bedding stuff to give away this week. Apparently it is, as we said, the bee's knees in when it comes to mattresses, a Sealy latex mattress.
Yeah, but 9 to
score. Can't say I've ever experienced one.
Can't say I have, no. Jeepers, I've been lying on the mattress topper for the last 2.5 years. You told me, but they're a great joke. Linda Cronin in Cork is going to play, but you need 10, Linda. 9 to score to beat. How are you feeling?
Not great, but I'll try.
Oh, Linda. Well.
Come on, we need a bit more confidence, Linda.
9 is hard.
Yeah. I'd say, and the questions have been harder. Lately, they have been a bit. But look, we'll do what we can for you, yeah?
Perfect.
Okay, listen, the very best of luck to you, Linda. We got 60 seconds for you to get at least 10, hopefully. And your time starts now.
In baseball, what is it called when a player makes a circuit of all the bases?
Home run?
Yeah, in the 1989 film Look Who's Talking, what actor was the voice of Mickey the Baby?
I don't know.
Bruce Willis, what or is the name for the official allowance of food in a time of shortage?
Ha.
Rationing, what is the opposite of expansion?
Downsize.
It's contraction. What Irish boy band had a hit with the song Love Me For A Reason?
Poison.
What bee has a soft core known as marrow?
Bone.
Which two letters are used as an abbreviation to describe the time after noon? It's PM. Christopher Reeve played what fictional superhero?
Pass.
Superman. What M is a country in Asia that's bordered by Russia and China?
Pass.
Mongolia. Midjour was the lead singer of what pop band?
Oh, sorry. Pass.
Ultravox. The iris, lens and retina are all found in what part of the body?
The leg.
The eye. Freddie Mercury was the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
Queen. He was Queen. Oh, you got some. They were different. They were really hard this morning, Linda. They were tough. Like,
and I have a feeling that some of those questions were a bit too old for Linda, to be perfectly honest with
maybe
you.
Maybe they were. I mean, yeah, maybe they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. What age were you in 1989, Linda?
Not even born.
Well, you see. Well, yeah. There you go then.
Straight away, you're going to struggle with some of those questions.
Yeah, I'm presuming you were alive in an AM at one stage. But that was a... but, yeah.
Suppose so.
But they weren't, yeah, no, they were tough enough, yeah. Christopher Reeve wouldn't have been on your radar at all then either, of course.
No.
Right, well, listen, Linda, thanks for having a go anyway, okay? Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
Perfect. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, to be fair, I mean, there was some of them that just would have been, to be honest with you, just before Linda's time.
I know, yeah. She was very unlucky now to get some of them.
Yeah. Can't imagine... Ultravox would have been a big band for Linda necessarily.
I know. I think she gave up at the end. Then she's the iris, the retina, whatever. It's in the leg. I don't care. Yeah, I'm over it now.
And wartime rationing.
Yeah, wartime rationing. Not exactly an experience I'm guessing she would have had. To be fair.
Anyway,
oh God, tough one.
I tell you what it means though. It means we're heading into the final 2 days of the quiz, and basically at this stage, it's looking as though if you could get yourself into double figures, you could be in a very good position to win this week.
I'd say you will. If you can get to 10 or 11, you'll definitely hold on, I'd say. Yeah,
you've got a good shout. So we'll do it again, same time tomorrow. Looking for at least double figures for you to go top of the leaderboard and win yourself this fantastic Sealy Latex mattress. It's the creme de la creme in the mattress world, and it's all courtesy of Living Dreams Furniture and Bedding, Little Island in Cork.